Welcome to Campaigns of the Plains, and thank you for listening to our original D&D campaign. Our group has been playing this long before we began recording, so we wanted to fill in a few gaps. It's not necessary to listen to this episode to enjoy the rest of the podcast, but it will help you place who the characters are and where they come from. So, without further ado, meet the Thunderwaves.
The name's Rowan O'Kane. I grew up in a small town called Terran. I was quite the problem child when I was younger. Picking fights all the time, it wasn't until my uncle caught me picking on some kids smaller and younger than myself. Gave me quite the thrashing, then decided to give me lessons. Sometime later, a mysterious mountain appeared right next to my village. Shortly after, an occupation force of were-creatures took over my village. To keep the tension to a minimum, my uncle started hosting a fighting pit beneath the parents' bar for the locals to fight with the guards. Unfortunately, my first match garnered the attention of the local General Kudath, an unforgiving Goliath. He beat me to a pulp and took over the fighting pit and made it ruthless. He challenged me again, but my uncle showed in my stead, and I ran away with my parents, swearing to free my town from this blasted mountain. I met a woman outside of the town who told me to free my town from the mountain. I need to find a tabaxi man named Chats Katzmoosen. Found a town where two kindly knights took me in and my family. I geared up, did some research, and found a tracker named Finnick. And now, I'm going to find this Chats and make him free my town from this mountain.
Hi, this is Sapphire Breesong, and I just wanted to give you a little insight on me. So I had been traveling on my own for a few years before I met our party, our current party, trying to find out more information about who my mother was. And by doing that, I ended up in the elemental plane of air, where I spent most of my time. A lot of that information hasn't come up yet in the story, so you'll learn it later. But what is known is that my great uncle killed my mother's family and kind of kicked her out of home. And that's kind of what I was trying to do was find a way to kind of avenge all of that and get my mother her kingdom back. And that's kind of how I met these guys. I was trying to find my mother, and I found them, and she was dead, and we started traveling together because I agreed to help them so that they could help me.
Finnick, a man of little words, joined the group as a bounty hunter searching for Chat so Sori Mountain could be saved. Finnick's main motivation is gaining power to take revenge against the monster that killed his love. In this search for power, he was gifted lycanthropy to accomplish this task. A shy loner, Finnick doesn't trust others right away. He has faced a few setbacks getting to know his new party members and finding his place in the group, though one member has caught his eye.
My name is Duke. I've lived the last few years of my life on the run from a rival clan who had staged a coup against mine. Now we are scattered, and with the help of an old friend, a human by the name of Phelan, I am seeking to build a force to liberate my people from these new oppressors. My first venture found me in the service of a noble family who had adopted a gold dragonborn by the name of Osvius. They offered their army to my cause if I could escort him on his quest to revive a long-dead religion. For a time, I thought I had failed him when a beholder turned him to ash. I would later discover he had actually been saved by his god because his journey was not yet complete. During my time with Osvius, we had happened upon many curious folk, including a tabaxi, who for a time was without his mind, as well as a Ganassi woman who was in a similar situation to mine. I had pledged myself to their causes in exchange for the remainder of their forces to join my fledging military. I now find myself working to free Chats' people and earn his pledge. As for Celeste, if her daughter doesn't choose to take the mantle, I must find a way to bring her back.
My name is Chats Katzmoosen, and my story starts long ago, before many of you were born. I ruled over the land of my ancestors, Snoring Mountain. The tabaxi who lived there led fruitful, happy lives. That is, until the Valhashak attacked. They killed my wife and kidnapped my daughter, along with other children of the mountain. I gathered a militia, and we followed the trail of the invaders into a dark, misty wood. There my followers were picked off, one by one, until only I remained. I wandered the wood for years, never able to find my way out, succumbing to madness. I found a road, and a group of people walking along it. They took me in, and we followed the road to a strange land ruled by a vampire lord. The journey was fraught with both danger and reward, and over the course of our adventure we found new allies. I found my sanity, but we suffered terrible losses as well. We faced the vampire lord head-on, and in his malice he killed Celeste, a woman I had begun to love. We defeated him and sent him to his crypt, where I drove a stake into his heart. With the vampire dispatched, we were able to leave his cursed land, and upon our exit we found a band of new adventurers. Celeste's daughter was there looking for her mother, and Rowan and his hired man Finnick were there to talk to me about removing a mountain that had appeared out of nowhere. My home, in fact, Snoring Mountain. It now resided next to Rowan's hometown and was causing much trouble for his people. But my home was not the same, and I had been gone for hundreds of years in the vampires' hellscape. The Valhashak, who were actually were-creatures, had returned and enslaved the Tabaxi. They had learned of some way to move the mountain, using it as a fortress to hop from one land to the next, plundering their riches. It would be up to us to find a way to free my people and to end the terror of the were-people.
Thank you to everyone who is tuning in each week to our new episodes. It means so much to us. For more information and to ask the cast and crew questions, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. See you soon.